A leader takes people where they want to go. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. A leader takes people where they want to go. Interesting, isn't it? Think about it. Think about how when we walk by a donut shop and the smell of the fresh donuts coming out make you want to run in there to that Krispy Kreme and say, oh boy, I've got to have one, two. They sell them by the dozen. They don't sell them by the ones or twos. Of course, you can buy a one or two, but it's presumed that you're going to buy a dozen at least. And if you go in there on Tuesdays, then you get a second dozen free. And certainly people go there on Tuesdays a lot, I can imagine. But just imagine, we smell that wonderful stuff and we want to go in there and get it. Now, they know what they're doing. They have the vents of their donut making machinery going outside the building and invigorating the air all around their company. And people who walk by or even drive by, they smell those delicious, desirable, wanted donuts, and they go on in there and they eat and they eat and they eat, and they do the things that are absolutely for their highest good. A leader takes people where they want to go. So the person who is a leader in advertising techniques has learned how to get people to come in and eat those delicious donuts. A bakery does the same thing. They bake their beautiful breads and the smell permeates the air for blocks around the bakery. A good restaurant also makes sure that the odors that reach the street are the odors that are tantalizing to bring people in. They're a leader, and they take people where they want to go. Where do people want to go? Where do people want to be? Do people want to go where it's for their highest and their best? Well, we'd like to think that's so. Excuse me. We'd like to think that people want to go where it's for their highest and best, but is that really true? Do people always want to go for their highest and their best? Well, to the contrary, is more likely the truth. A leader leads people where the leader is going to gain the most benefit, the most control, the most power over the people. And the people like to go there, because the people basically do not want to take responsibility for themselves. The people like to be led. Why are people called people? And why are leaders called leaders? Are the leaders called the people? No. The leaders are called the leaders because they make the choices of where they think the people want to go. And the people are called the people because they are like the sheep. They go where the leaders lead them. Now, the leaders use good wisdom in telling the people what they want them to know. If they want the people to believe in a war, they tell them how dastardly the other country is conducting itself, not stopping to think for one moment how the other country is conducting itself in that way, because that is their nature, and that is what they have chosen to do, and the people who live there have chosen to live under those conditions. Now, you say, well, Herb, that's not a nice thing to say. These other countries are really not doing right by their people. Well, then the people can leave, but they can't get out of the country. They can't get out. The people won't let them out. The governing body will not give them passports to leave the country. Millions of people leave countries without passports. Millions of people leave countries all the time without the proper connection. And they go to another country, and they live there, and they come up into a new world of thinking and a new attitude. But the leaders would have us believe that the people want to be led, and they want to do this. The leaders lead us to believe that they lead the people where the people want to go. Now, where do the people really want to go? Now, I'm a leader, and I lead people where I believe they want to go. But do I really lead people where they want to go? Or do I show people a better way and entice them into this better way and have them make the choice to go there themselves? Well, this is still leading. This is still leading, from my point of view, the people where they want to go. Now, what's your point of view of where do the people want to go? Where do the people want to go? Do the people want to have anxiety in their life. Well, we've certainly read enough about that in our medical journals recently. Do people want to have unhappiness in their world? Well, we read about that, and we think that the whole world is unhappy. Do people want to have disease and illness in their life? Well, according to the medical reports and so forth, 1 in a billion people have this and that and the other thing. And when we start realizing it, the majority of the people have no interest in any of those things. They have no interest in anxiety. They have no interest in everything. I mentioned it one time, if people needed to have aspirins to help them to accomplish their good, and if it's the majority of the people in the world that needed it, they would have to deliver aspirins to the pharmacies by the truckload and then dump them there in, and then let the pharmacist give it out, let the drugstore sell them or what it is that they want to do. But that's not the case. That's not the case. Where the people really want to go is to an experience of peace, of harmony, of love, of joy, of right action, of truth, of abundance, of health. That's where people really want to go. Now, if you are the right kind of leader, you'll lead people into that sort of a picture. Our politicians are quite wise in this respect. They say things to the public that they are going to fight for the rights of the people. They're going to get better Medi-Cal, Medicare. They're going to get better insurances for them. They're going to get more help them and more a benefit to the needy. They're going to do all these things. And while these sound very beautiful, while these sound very supportive and very wonderful, what are they really doing? They're really doing nothing more than has been done, embellishing it perhaps just a little bit, but basically it's the same thing as standard procedure. And you say, well, look, but they have done this and they have done that. True. Look at the things that need to be done. Now, what needs to be done? Now, you say, well, we certainly need highways. We need sanitation. We need schools. We need churches. We need hospitals. We need governing offices. We need all these things. Yes, that's very true. We need all these things. But stop and look at how government handles these things. What is the most imposing building in any community? It's usually the governmental building, made out of the great granite boulders, the great granite stones, the great marble, made so impressive because they're trying to say that they are a necessary ingredient in the government of the people. But if we do indeed teach that this is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, then the government should be coming out of the homes of the individual people. The leadership should be looking to the people and seeing what it is that the people really want. And what do the people really want? The people want peace. The people want balance. The people want harmony. The people want right action. The people want truth and wholeness and every other good thing and abundance in their life. Now, the government attempts to say they're doing this, and by government I'm saying the leaders. The leaders, the politicians and people, they attempt to give this to people. But when we were in Nigeria and when we were in Australia and a number of other countries, we spent a great deal of our time teaching the people to have a different attitude about their government. Not that we were trying to take the government and say the government was doing wrong or anything like that, but we were saying to the people, we have the most perfect government on earth. Our government is interested in serving the people. Our government is interested in providing the people with all of the things that are beneficial to the people, with good schools, good health conditions, good sanitation, hospitals, with good roads, with good whatever things are needed, you see, rather than going off and doing some strange things and having the money that comes into the government filter away into private pockets that are never seen again. You see, when that thought that it's filtering away is in our consciousness, then truly the government is not doing the right thing. But if we put the cause in motion as the people and saying that the government is doing the bad thing, then the government compounds that and continues to do bad things. When we say the government is doing good things, we put the positive thought in motion. We believe in our government. We believe that the people who are leading us into the paths of righteousness, the paths of wholeness, the paths of goodness. Then that is the case. A leader takes the people where they want to go. How many purine interests does a person have? How many interests does a person have that lead him aside from his highest and best? Occasionally, we have them. These are thoughts that wander through our mind. Not totally, because the people, by and large, are happy people. The most people on earth are healthy people. The most people on earth are people who enjoy life. The most people on earth are people who are good people. And the leader who leads these people is doing a noble thing indeed. But there are people who are doing things incorrectly, who are being illegal. There are people who are living with diseases and illnesses and problems. And when the leader leads these people to solve their problems by medicine, by things of a physical nature, the problems just compound. But when the leaders teach people to listen to the divine within, when the leaders teach people to be still and know that I am God, when the leaders teach people, such as is done in the transcendental meditation, to become so one with yourself, so at peace. And if you have a foundation of your belief within yourself, then having this beautiful experience of transcendental meditation, you become more at peace, and your life becomes a simpler, more beautiful, more emphatic and compatible thing. Think about these things. This is what instant illumination is all about. A leader takes people where they want to go. But where do the people really want to go? The leader thinks it's to gambling. The leader thinks it's to drugs. The leader thinks it's to control and manipulation. Now, the true leader leads people in the paths that are for their highest good and for their benefit. And of course, most leaders think that they're doing that. And this is where we as a people, speak our word and say, I now live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I now live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And we let this be our leader. All is in divine order now. This is our leader. I am whole and perfect. This is our leader. I like me. This is our leader. I am God. That is our leader. Think on these things. Don't be angry about them, but make your choice to think on positive, beautiful, uplifting things, and know that whoever, whatever governs you is governing you from the highest, for the highest, because they're governing you through God in you. Have a wonderful day. Live according to these wonderful principles that I love and speak about all the time. I love you. I love you. I love you.